is KCIM Sports Rewind. I'm John Ryan with you here this morning, and I guess we're going solo with our guest here this morning. We have Jeff Blankman, who is on vacation, and of course Mason Nealon hopefully will be joining us here shortly, but until then, taking center stage this morning on KCIM Sports Rewind. We've got Mark Schaefer. He is the, can we say it now, former athletic director at South Central Calhoun High Schools. How does that title hit you?
Oh, I think the scariest thing for me is, you've made so many relationships over the years. And as we were talking here earlier, I mean, that's really my life and Jeff Blankman's life kind of parallel. You know, it's like, you know, the biggest thing that scares me is, you know, is like,
that would scare me enough right there.
Oh, yeah. You know, losing all those relationships. It's like, I don't want to be lonely.
Yeah, that is very, very true. So let's take it back. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. Where did you start your coaching career? You said Schleswig, right?
Yes, I was at Schleswig.
A young Mark Schaefer. What did you coach?
I was coaching volleyball. I started out the program there. They had never had volleyball before. And then I was assistant girls basketball coach. And I look back and I'm just like, I don't know how I did it, trying to prep for all your different classes that you didn't know what the heck you were doing, and it's like, you just made it through, try to make it through one day at a time.
That was a different world though. Back then it was different teaching, 40 years ago as compared to now.
Yeah. I think there's a lot, the biggest thing is a lot of the like technology and stuff that they have. But really the kids are the same, and I just love the kids. And over the years, I'm not married, and I know that Jeff's not married, but over the years, I've told the kids, one time I just love what I'm doing, and one day I just told the kids, I was like, I can't believe they're paying me to do this job. I said, I look at you guys as my kids. And I said, this is so much fun, and one of the kids said, I said, I feel like I'm your dad, mm-hmm. And one of the kids said, well, I got a $150 pair of jeans that I'd like you to buy for me if you want to have the full experience.
There you go.
So it's a lot of fun.
So is that what drove you into coaching and doing all this stuff? You just wanted to be around the kids, the youth?
I think that I've always loved sports, I think one of the questions that I've told kids to think of a job you would do even if you didn't get paid. And actually, I didn't go to college until 2 years after high school, and I was out working at a restaurant. I was a cook. And after 2 years, I thought, well, I don't know. I know I don't want to do this the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. So I asked myself that question, what would I do even if I didn't get paid? And my answer to that was coaching, and I thought, OK, and I'm just like, what can I do where I can coach? And then, I was like, oh, I didn't do very good in high school, but I thought, well, I enjoyed biology. So that's why I majored in biology. And then, but the whole purpose for me was really to go into coaching.
Yeah. It's funny. I had almost the exact same experience. I was working in the airlines, Denver, Colorado, mm-hmm. at Stapleton Airport, reading mm-hmm. bag tags. I was working the ramp and loading airplanes and doing things like that. And I thought, I don't want to read a 3-code bag tag for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, what do I really want to do? And I loved radio.
Yes.
And so it was parallel, different courses, but mm-hmm. parallel to yours. It is amazing. And how soon before you started coaching, before you knew this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? Because I knew kind of right away.
Oh, yeah. I knew that's, it's so funny, that I went into it for coaching, and what I found is I fell in love with the kids and teaching them, from day to day, and it's like, yeah, I knew. It's like, I feel like God's got a purpose for everybody's life, and it's like, when you find that, there's just a peace, and you're just like, yeah, I'm in the right place, and then it's like, then your life is, when you're walking in what His will is for you, you have peace and you have fulfillment. I heard a statistic that 76% of people hate their job. Yeah. I thought, what a miserable life, So people like you and me and Jeff and, I mean, to come into work every day and not even think of it as work, you know, it's like awesome.
Yeah, I have said the exact same thing on the air. I can't believe they pay me to do this. So, talk about the early days of coaching. I mean, the whole sports world was nothing like it is now. It wasn't AAU. It wasn't traveling teams. It was just kids playing each sport as they came up.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I think it's. In a way, it's kind of sad. You know, I understand that push. You know, I feel bad because I think that a lot of times kids are run ragged, you know, and they're just, you know, it's like it's fun for them. But when it gets to the point where it's like, I feel like I talked to a coach one time and I said, I feel like I'm a hamster on a running wheel. And I'm going like crazy to try to get ahead of you. And then I see you over there on your running wheel and you're trying to get ahead of me, you know, and it gets to the point where everybody's trying to add a little bit more to get that competitive advantage over somebody else. And it's at what point do we like how much is it? Yeah, too much is, you know, you just got too much going on, you know.
You overload the kids with a lot of things. Do you remember some of those kids from the early years?
Oh, I remember them all all the way back. It's
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's so funny, you know, because I would get graduation pictures from kids and I would always put them into like a photo album and stuff. And what I started doing is I put them on sheets and I started posting them on one of my bulletin boards in my classroom. So I have kids from all the way back at Schleswig through Southern Cal to South Central Calhoun. And it's funny, you know, it's because those kids, they wanted to get on the board, you know, and I said, if you give me a graduation picture, I will put you on the board.
You will be there for sure. And that's where you really kind of start the whole coaching networking. We mentioned that we threw out a name before, Schleswig, of course, everybody knows Terry Ballman, the former Carroll High football coach. So you coached along with side of him, right?
He was our football coach at Schleswig. He was a great coach. You know, obviously, you know, when you're at a small school, then, you know, people like Carroll High and people like that, you know, they recruit those guys away from you, you know, but Terry was a great coach, but Terry's also a great man.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
Got any stories from the early days that you can tell us about, maybe him or just coaching at Schleswig, getting into coaching, any wake up moments that you had?
Yeah, I remember when I was coaching at Schleswig and I mean, you're flying by the seat of your pants. You don't know what you're doing, but I remember going into coaching and thinking, oh, these old dinosaur coaches, they don't know what they're talking about, you know? And I was like, I know all the newest stuff and I'm just going to kick their butt. And my first year of coaching there, we were 0-10 and it was very humbling, you know? And it was just like, after that, I started asking some of these guys that were kicking their butt, hey, what do you guys do? You know? And, I think that's really probably one of the things in coaching is to realize that you're not going to know it all, but if you can, there's a lot of people out there that are willing to help you. You know, and, you know, you got to be humble, though. And I got humbled after that first year. But, you know, I continued to try to do, you know, get a little bit better. After the fifth year there, we did win the volleyball conference championship. And it was the first conference championship they had won in, like, I think it was since 1960-something, you know.
Yeah.
So I felt like we had an accomplishment there, you know. But, you know, even comparing that team to some of the teams now, it's just like, we would have got smoked, you know, but, you know, you just get a little bit better all the time.
That has got to give you an interesting perspective as an AD. When you hire a young coach, you know, there's a learning curve that goes along with it because you were there.
Yeah. And I see that a lot with the young coaches that come in, you know, as they're like, there's a cockiness there, you know, and it's just like, oh yeah, I'm going to, you know, some of them are realize that they don't know it all, but you get some of them that maybe a former college athlete or something like that. They might think, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing, you know, but all of us can learn. And I think that's probably a really good coaches are ones that are willing to learn. And they're, it's like with any job, you know, you got to realize you don't know it all, you know, and it's like you got to constantly be on that learning curve is what can I add? What can I add to become better? you know, and I think that's going to be great for any profession.
Yeah, everybody thinks they're going to set the world on fire right away. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, talk about that. You moved from Schleswig to Southern Cal at the time. What made you want to make that move? Was it just a promotion for you becoming athletic director?
Well, I wasn't the athletic director at that time. Actually, you know, it was like we had such a small school at Schleswig that, you know, and that's when I first started getting involved in AAU volleyball. And I had a girl that we only had a few athletes. And I only had
what
one.
What year are we talking about here?
Okay, we're talking 1985 was when I started in 86. So in 1990, you know, I had one gal that was really athletic enough to be a setter. Well, she didn't want to do anything in the offseason. She didn't want to play AAU. And I was like, that was just to the point I was like frustrated. I loved it at Schleswig, you know, but I was just like, I want to go to a bigger school where if one person doesn't want to do something, then you have more kids to pick from, you know, or more kids to work from, you know. So actually, I really feel like, you know, like sometimes when you get in life, you get uncomfortable, you know, you get uncomfortable stuff. And that's because God doesn't have you where he wants you to be, you know. And I remember when I interviewed at Southern Cal, you know, because I had interviewed at Center Point Urbana earlier, and I was like, oh man, this has got to be the place. And I felt no peace at all. And when I went to Southern Cal, and I throwing out names from the past, DeLoss Schumacher, who was our football coach at that time, you know, when I met him, he showed me around the school and stuff like that. And after I left that, I felt like such a peace that this is exactly where God wanted me to be, you know. And it was just like, and that's really been for the last 35 years, I feel like the most blessed person in the world, you know. So, yeah. So I would really encourage people, you know, if you don't feel peace about something, you know, or, you know, then you're probably in the wrong spot.
Yeah, we tell our kids, too. Like, you can always make another decision to change it.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're not happy with things. So how did it go? I mean, right away at Southern Cal, were you lighting the world on fire there yet?
Well, I started out, you know, and it's like you do, you know, actually my first year, and I had never coached football before. But in 1990, I was an assistant football coach. And that was our first state championship, you know.
Nice.
And
Don Bulwer's coach?
No, this was DeLoss Schumacher.
Okay.
DeLoss
right.
Schumacher.
That was before my time. I got here in 94, so still a little bit before my time.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that I remember from that time, I remember we were ranked like second in the state, and we were playing Prairie Valley, and, you know, they were beating us at halftime. And I was just like, I was like a young coach and fiery coach. And I thought, you know, DeLoss, he's just going to go in and light these kids up at halftime, you know. And he talked with one of the things that we've had at Southern Cal is Scott Trost is one of our assistant football coaches for so long. And I remember him and DeLoss just talking at halftime. And he went in there and they just said, oh, let's, you know, this guy will just if we block down on this guy and stuff like and they went into halftime. They didn't raise their voice or anything. You know, they just talked about, you know, little adjustments and things like that, you know. And I left that halftime and I thought, we're going to get our butts kicked.
We're going to get smoked in the second half.
I know, but he's like, I thought they were going to have to go in and give the Newt Rockne and start kicking trash cans and everything like that, you know. And they came out in second half, and there was holes big enough to drive a tractor through it. And I thought, I am never going to say anything in my entire life because I'm just going to look like an idiot. So the really good coaches, they can make adjustments. And the ones that are just going to get in there and start yelling and screaming at kids, it's like, nah, that didn't do anything. So I was really, that really impressed me when I first came to Southern Cal.
Sounds like those guys were your early influences in your coaching style.
Oh, absolutely. Because I learned, and most of my life I've coached girls. And one of the things that I've learned is if you start yelling at them, you know, they take it to heart, you know, and they'll shut down. A guys will use it as motivation, you know, and, but those guys, when I saw that, it was just, that's coaching. Coaching is not just yelling and screaming at the kids, because that's really kind of a selfish thing. It's like, you're making me look bad as a coach, so I'm going to yell and scream at you, you know, and it's like, that's not coaching, you know. So I really, admired the style that I see with them. I see it with Coach Case. I see it, you know, all of these really great coaches, as I've seen that we've had some great football coaches at Southern Cal, you know, but they're all just, they're great coaches, but they're people of great character, you know, and I thought that's the type of person that I want to be.
Yeah. And that's, as you become the athletic director up there, your job to start hiring those coaches and things like that. So what do you look for when you're hiring a young coach? For anybody out there that's kind of wanting to get in there, you know, what do you look for as an AD in a coach?
Well, at this point, it was as hard as it is to find coaches today. It's like sometimes you're just looking for somebody who's got a pulse and it's willing to do the job, you know. But the people that we really, the people that are the real keepers that we love to have, are the people of great character, you know. And I think right now, you know, in our baseball coach, Jackson Withers, our the Coach Case, you know, those a lot of the other coaches are, you know, that we have on staff right now, they're people of great character. So we're very blessed at South Central Calhoun right now because we have those people, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm just you want to feel like when you're leaving a job that you left it better than what you found it, you know. And I think, you know, I think we concentrate mostly on who we're going to have as a head coach, you know. And like I said, a lot of times you don't have choices, you know. But you know, we feel really blessed at South Central Calhoun because, to me, at this point, you know, at the beginning when I first started out, I thought it's all about winning. You know, mm-hmm. as you get farther along the line, it's more about developing the character of your kids. It's not I've seen some coaches that don't have ethics over the years, because I'm also a softball umpire and I ref some volleyball as well. You know, and you see people that don't have the great character, you know, and you know, to me, it's like I think of like somebody like Dave Waggy that was at
ESAC.
That was at ESAC for so long. A man of great character, you know, and treated the kids well, you know. And it's just like, you know, those are the type of people that I just, you know, they make me want to be a better man, you know. And it's just like that those are the type of people that I want to be around and hopefully get on our coaching staff as well.
Yeah. Jeff and I talk all the time about, you know, when you're in a small community, a small school district, you're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have kids that you're going to have athletic classes that come through. You're going to have not so athletic classes coming. So you got to live with those mm-hmm. ups and downs. But just building the program, always feeding, you know, the youth mm-hmm. to come into your program. That's what's key for coaches.
Yeah.
Especially ADs too. Yeah. That's what keeps you guys in business.
Yeah, that's right. I had Don Bulware was back for our, they had a reunion of the 2000 state championship team, and he stayed at my house. And, you know, he's the type of person, you know, also that, you know, you just want to, those are guys that you want to emulate, you know. But, you know, I remember him just telling stories of kids, and it was like the kids that ended up winning the state championship in 2009, and he did the elementary PE at that time, mm-hmm. you know, and I remember him talking to those kids, you know. He's like, he goes, I couldn't believe, like, when they did fitness tests and stuff, he goes, these guys are amazing athletes. And I remember him telling them back when they were, I don't know if it was like kindergarten or something, he goes, if you guys keep working hard, you guys could be state champions some year, you know, because that would have gone on all the, you know, they would have seen the 1990 teams and the mm-hmm. 2000 team and stuff like that, you know. And lo and behold, you know, come around 2008 and 2009, they won state championship as well. So it's like, get them from little kids and work them all the way up through the system.
The legend of those teams live on, man. Mark Schaefer is the former athletic director at South Central Calhoun. We're going to be back with more coming up here in 30 seconds.
As the athletes at your house prepare for hard work and fun of the season, remember that St. Anthony Rehab Services provides physical therapy for any sports injury that may sideline your member of the team. Sports injuries can plague kids of all ages and keep them from playing the sport they love. Athletes will be under the direct supervision of a certified and licensed healthcare professional in the newly renovated sports performance facility. If an injury is keeping your athlete out of the game, call St. Anthony Rehabilitation Services at 794-5000 for sports injury and treatment rehab.
is KCIM Sports Rewind. John Ryan along with, I guess the title is now former athletic director of South Central Calhoun, Mark Schaefer. But Mark, you're not done yet. I mean, your contract may have run out, but your commitment to the school hasn't. So what are you doing now? You're still helping out the current athletic director, the new one, kind of get settled in, right?
Yeah, our new AD is going to be DJ Erkenbrock, and he's been an AD before down at Fremont Mills, and so he has a little bit of experience. You know, he kind of knows what he's getting into. And then our Coach Case is our assistant AD, so he's there's so many things that you have to juggle as an AD, you know, and it's like I remember a couple of years ago, it just got so overwhelming for me, so. We had one of our former coaches, Brian Knapp, that came on as an assistant AD, and now Coach Case took over those responsibilities. You know, so it's just lightening the load, you know, and that's the part that a lot of people don't see, you know, and so I have a lot of empathy. Yeah, just trying to get volunteers and stuff, you know, so I thought we had a guy for years that you know, just loved running our basketball scoreboards and stuff. His name is Don Littweiler, and he was always like, "Hey, what can I do to help out? What can I do to help out?" And I told Coach Case when I retire, I said, "I want to be the new Don Littweiler. What can I do to help out?" You know, so I just appreciate people like that.
Yeah, that is key. If you want to build a successful program as an athletic director, you need people helping you along the way.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, I consider you extremely successful because look at all the people you've surrounded yourself with up there. Tremendous folks, great high character people.
Yeah. And that goes all the way down, like you said, from the, even our booster club, you know, that are willing to go out and put in all these hours. They don't get paid for all of that stuff, you know, but they're there, you know, they want to make a contribution, you know, and it's like, those are the type of people that you want to be around. Those type of people that have the great character, that are willing and committed to do whatever they can to help. There's two different types of people in the world as far as there are givers and there are takers, you know, and there are some people that are complaining, I don't get this, I don't get that, you know, and it's like, you want to be around the givers, the people that are willing to, you know, because they're going to motivate you to try to be more of that type of person. And we've got a lot of people. I am just amazed at the number of people that we do have at South Central Calhoun that are, you know, are just givers. You know, they're like, "Hey, what can I do to help out?" And I think that any sports program, you know, you got to have a lot of those people because you can't do it all on your own.
Yeah. What are you not going to miss about being AD? I don't want to focus on negative things, but there's a lot of stuff that goes with a job that, man, you've done for 40 years that you're probably not looking forward to not dealing with anymore.
The number one thing that came to my mind is when you have a conference basketball game at home and it gets snowed out. And you're like, now it's so hard to find officials. And that's one of the things I would encourage people is if you want to be an official, you can make as much money as you want. You know, you can be as busy as you want, you know, because I'm just like, to try to find a varsity basketball officials on a rescheduled game, you know, is a nightmare. So I just, whenever I look at, I watch the weather forecast, you know, whenever we have home basketball games, and I'm just like, oh, man, I hope we don't get a snowstorm on one of those days, because it's like everybody else is like, yeah, snow day, you know, and it's like I'm spend the first half of the day rescheduling things, trying to find a reschedule date with another AD. And then the task of trying to find a basketball crew that's available on the night that you've rescheduled to. I'm like, it's like being on the phone all day long, you know, and it's just like nightmare.
I would have thought that you would have said maybe dealing with some trying parents at times or things like that, because coaches take so much heat.
Yes.
They're trying their best.
Yes.
But they're not given a lot of grace by a lot of people.
Yeah. I think that you do see that, you know, as you have parents and I remember one year.
Now, we don't want to make this a bad thing about parents at all. They're trying to support their children, but you know, it comes down, sometimes they step over a little bit.
Yeah, I think a lot of that just comes out of their love for their kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? And I think I remember one time I went to a graduation party at Schleswig, and I saw this girl on a picture of her on her dad's lap when he was on the riding lawnmower. And I thought, I love these kids, you know, but I thought, I can't love that kid as much as their parents do. And I think that out of their love for their kids, and they don't want to get their kids hurt, and they don't want their kids to ever suffer any pain. I think I would say to parents is that your kids are going to go through struggles in life. Better for that to happen while they're under your roof than to try to protect them from pain. You can't protect them from that pain throughout their entire life. So I see those, you know, they want to intervene because their kid doesn't make the starting lineup, or they're not playing on the team that they want. And out of love for their kid, they want to go in and rescue them from that pain. And it's like, that's not going to give you a well-rounded kid of great character. It's only going to rescue them temporarily. But, you know, I've heard of a parent that called a college professor and wanted to know why their kid got a D in their class. You know, it's like, at some point you got to cut the cord, you know. Yeah. It's like, they're going to suffer, but better for that to happen when they are under your roof where you can help them through that, where, you know, it's like, what are you going to do? Start calling their employer? You know,
I think that is exactly, you hit it right on the head with that one. So we wanted to talk about some of the folks that had a big impact in you and your life and things like that. And you wanted to start, honestly, with the guy that sits in that chair normally on a Tuesday morning, which is Jeff Blankman. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here this morning.
Jeff is, I'm going to say this, Jeff is one of the most amazing persons I've ever met in my life, you know, and I've heard it said that there are two different types of people. There are the people, there are there you are people, and there are people that are here I am. And when you first walk into a room, you can see the here I am people are like, hey, I'm here, I'm the center of attention, you know, and you know, they want everything to revolve around them. You know, it's all, you listen to the coaches that are, it's about them. Listen to when they're interviewed, how many times do they say, I, me, and my, you know? And it's just like, if you listen to those conversations, it'll tell you where that person's coming from. Jeff is the there you are person. I absolutely admire him because I just know the reaction that our kids, when Jeff walks into the place, it's like, Blankman's here, you know, and it's like, I've told him, I said, Jeff, you could run for president and you could probably win. He could at least be the mayor of Carroll, you know, because everybody knows him, you know, and he goes, I don't want anything to do with politics, you know, but I want to thank Jeff because, you know, like I said, I don't have kids. Jeff doesn't have kids, but he has more kids in Carroll County. I don't want to start a rumor, but he has more kids in Carroll County because I go to other schools and, you know, when I'm reffing and I see Jeff walk into the place and it's like, the kids are all running over to him, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
He's amazing, man.
He literally gets hundreds of graduation announcements every year, and he tries to make just as many of them as he possibly can. The party sends every kid a card and things like that. So, crazy dedicated to what he's doing, and because he loves it, obviously, you love what you're doing. What's the future hold for you? What are you going to do? What are you going to miss about being the AD and being around the kids, and what are you going to do going forward?
I am actually scared to death of that. You know, it's like, because I love to be around the kids, you know, and it's like when you're not going to be able to see them every day, one of the things that's what I'm trying to negotiate. How do I go into retirement here? So I'm thinking about getting my, CDL so I can drive a bus. And, I thought, man, I can still be with the kids, you know, and I can get paid for watching them play sports, you know, doing some substitute teaching, you know, things like that. I would still love to maybe coach someday, you know, and just to me, it's like, if you take those away, it's like saying, you know, I'm going to take your kids away from you, you know? And it's like, that would just crush any parent, you know, it's like to lose your kids. Well, I kind of feel like that, you know, it's just like, I don't want to lose my kids.
Yeah, you told me before we got on the air, I said, I'm not the kind of guy who can just cut cord, walk away, and go, I'm never having anything to do with this ever again.
Absolutely. That's my biggest fear, you know, is like being like a cat woman and sitting in your house and not talking to anybody anymore, you know, because people like me, people like Jeff, you know, and there's people, you know, they just want to be around people and they get their energy off of that, you know. So how do you take that away and still live? You know, that's the scariest thing for me.
Well, I can tell you one thing. There's a lot of people we consider good guys out there in high school sports. You're one of them.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Long time that we've been dealing with each other. We've never had issues with anything regarding coverage or things like that. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate everything you've done. We appreciate all the coaches up there and everything. Just the whole attitude of the school. It starts with the athletic director and it works its way on down.
Yeah. And I appreciate your coverage on the radio because it's like you guys are putting our kids into the spotlight, you know, and there's the kids love to do interviews on the radio. They love to, you know, they feel like a rock star, you know, and it's like you have highlighted our kids. So you guys have done a service for our kids. So we're so thankful for your coverage.
You know, and we laugh about that because years ago, those kids did not want to do interviews. Yeah. It was like interviewing a rock. You got yes or no out of them. Yeah. Now it's like interviewing coaches.
Yes.
They all know it and they're used to it and stuff. So,
but absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely love doing it. And we're going to continue doing it for a long time to come. And I know you're going to get your phone rung off the hook by Jeff Blankman going, hey, Mark, you want to help us out with this or do this? So
absolutely.
Be ready for that.
Absolutely. I would love that.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Mark. I appreciate it, man. And enjoy your relaxing time. I know that as an AD, I heard one AD tell me, he goes, well, you get paid for like 9 months out of the year, but it's a 12-month-a-year
Absolutely.
Job. And it's a lot of hours. But thank you for all the years you did. And that is KCIM Sports Rewind for this week. You can catch a podcast of it available on the website coming up in just a couple more minutes.